And in the studio this morning, I have with me Nick Lipovac, who is a candidate in the upcoming Port Macquarie-Hastings local government elections. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Christine. A quick good morning to Dave Renicky, who passed by the studio window a second ago. It's great to be at 2AFM once again.
Great, yes. Firstly, briefly, tell our listeners about who Nick Lipovac is.
Sure. Okay, for those who don't know me, I have been a resident for 21 years and pretty much every day, every year has been involved in the community in some way, shape or form. Through my community engagement, through another radio station, there was the fundraising with the hospitals for paediatric equipment. There was my work with the Cricket Association as president, as a club secretary, as a team manager and player. There was also community engagement work with Holiday Coast Credit Union. So the list goes on. There's a lot of charity work that I've done over the years as well. So it's been fairly hectic, but that's something that I've always felt is necessary. If you want to be part of the community, then get involved.
And you are a family man?
Family man, yes. Married, two kids, mortgage, all the usual stuff.
All the usual. And Nick, I don't know how you've had any spare time with all those interesting things that you've done.
Understanding family and wife, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Great. So now that you've told a little bit about yourself, you have a team of three.
I do.
What do you and your team of three envisage for council's future?
Yeah, fantastic. So I have been a councillor for the past 2.5 years, as you may be aware. And I have scoured the local area for people who are committed to our community that want to get involved and make things happen. So John Bailey has been an NBN TV cameraman in the media for 40 years, living in the local area, very well known in the Camden Haven. And he has, he knows the ins and outs of everything that has happened over the past four decades, and is also sick of the way council has been operating in recent times. Ellen Krepaz works for government New South Wales, or the New South Wales government, or service New South Wales. But she's also a bit of an entrepreneur, and there's a food festival coming up at the Port Racecourse next Saturday, August 31. And she's heavily involved in again, community events. And then Luke Garrell is the Q Country Club golf pro there. So he runs a small business. So he's very interested in making sure that we continue to help the local area in terms of generating work.
That sounds like a wonderful team.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very friendly. We're all just regular people putting our hand up and saying, let us have a go. We're trying to get things moving along in council.
Absolutely. So, Nick, is there a few other things that I noted on the flyer that you gave me that you're interested in pursuing? Any of those you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Of course, there's a very big list of items we want to go through. But importantly, we want to keep pushing this communication to increase it, the transparency, the accountability, the integrity of council. People want to know. People want to find out details. People don't want to have information withheld when we're making decisions. They want to know the full scope of what we're deciding on. Being financially responsible, I can't stress that enough, the fact that the last term has been stressful for a few councillors in terms of seeing the direction we're heading, with a lot of decisions being made with the mayor's casting vote, so that, you know, democracy really is out the window at the moment, and we want to change that up. And we want to forge ahead and catch up on all our infrastructure needs. When I first started, they were telling us we're 6 or 7 years behind what we require. The population continues to boom. We have been, you know, chipping away at it, but in terms of roads and footpaths and water and sewage, we need to make sure that we get on top of that as we continue to develop and grow. And the housing strategy is very important. We need to include that, you know, more social and affordable housing to ensure that, you know, even essential workers, they have a place to stay. If they're working at the hospital or at the schools, these people need to stay somewhere to make sure that we have a thriving community. And finally, I will stress, no new fees for users of sporting venues and facilities, which was sprung on us late in the term. We defeated it, but it has been threatened that it will come back for consideration in 12 months' time.
Right, okay.